Welcome to the Breaking News Show by eTurbo News. For more episodes, go to BreakingNewsShow.com. Stay tuned for the latest. North Korea international tourism resumes in December. U.S. government announced prohibition on travel to North Korea for U.S. citizens took effect on September 1, 2017, and has been renewed annually since. Several tour operators specializing in group and independent tourism to the Democratic People's Republic of Korea, DRPK or North Korea, announced that tourism to Samgyeon, North Korea and potentially the rest of the country will resume in December 2024. After a pause of nearly 4 years, there was a confirmation from North Korean officials regarding the official reopening of North Korean tourism with resumption of tourism to Samgyeon. As of January 2020, North Korea has maintained a closure of its borders, a measure implemented in response to the COVID-19 pandemic. North Korea was the first nation to enact such a closure at the onset of the global pandemic. To date, the borders have remained strictly closed to tourism and foreign visitors. However, following 3 years of total closure, indications of a gradual reopening have emerged since the middle of 2023. Samgyeon has recently been reintroduced as a tourist destination following its redevelopment. Our visit occurred in 2018 during the filming of Michael Palin in North Korea, at which point construction was already underway. Samgyeon is renowned as the premier winter tourism destination in North Korea and is the site of the nation's celebrated volcanic peak, Mt. Peak 2. This region is regarded as the cradle of the revolution and is believed to be the birthplace of Kim Jong-il. For South Korea, it holds the distinction of being the origin of the Korean people, making it the most important and revered location on the entire Korean peninsula. The North Korean government exercises strict control over tourism within the country. A significant portion of visitors comprises Chinese nationals. A 2019 estimate suggested that approximately 120,000 Chinese tourists had traveled to North Korea in the preceding year, while fewer than 5,000 tourists originated from Western nations. In general, any person is permitted to visit North Korea. However, South Koreans and journalists are typically prohibited from entry, with some exceptions made for journalists on occasion. In the past, only citizens of Singapore and Malaysia were allowed to enter North Korea on normal passports without a visa, although the exemptions for both citizens were revoked in February 2017. Travel agencies can assist prospective travelers in navigating the necessary bureaucratic procedures. A tourist visa is usually provided as a blue travel document labeled tourist card, which includes the official designation of the country, Democratic People's Republic of Korea, in both English and Korean. This document is stamped by North Korean customs rather than being affixed to the passport. Upon departure from the country, the travel document is collected. Additionally, upon request, a tourist visa may be issued as a sticker placed in the visitor's passport, but this option is only available if there are diplomatic missions of North Korea in the visitor's home nation. It is important to note that visitors are prohibited from venturing outside of designated tour areas without the accompaniment of their Korean guides. In 2016, Otto Warmbier, an American university student, was apprehended and subsequently sentenced to 15 years in prison for allegedly removing a propaganda poster from a wall in his hotel in Pyongyang. At the time of his detention, Warmbier was participating in a 5-day tour of North Korea organized by the China-based tour operator Young Pioneer Tours, YPT. He was eventually released and returned to the United States in a comatose state, leading to his death on June 19, 2017. In response to this incident, YPT declared that it would cease to facilitate travel for U.S. citizens to North Korea due to the excessive risk involved. Other tour operators specializing in North Korea also indicated they would reassess their policies regarding American tourists. As of September 1, 2017, the United States Department of State has enacted a prohibition on the use of U.S. passports, with the exception of those possessing a special validation, for travel to North Korea. This decision is based on concerns that U.S. citizens may face arrest and prolonged detention for actions that would not typically warrant such consequences in the United States or other nations. Furthermore, the U.S. Department of State has indicated that it has received reports of North Korean authorities detaining American citizens without formal charges and preventing their exit from the country. Notably, North Korea has apprehended U.S. citizens who participated in organized tours. U.S. government announced prohibition on travel to North Korea for U.S. citizens took effect on September 1, 2017, and has been renewed annually since. The most recent extension of this travel ban is set to expire on August 31, 2024. Thank you for listening. Watch and listen to more episodes on BreakingNewsShow.com.